This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
Pete had to step away. He's doing an interview for Liberty on Tour, and I think we may be hearing from Adam from LibertyOnTour.com. He may be joining us here in a little bit as well. But we're taking your phone calls about anything coming up. Mark, you're going to tell us about the police, $500, and stopping a bullet. We'll see what that means.
Happens.
Yeah, we'll see what that means here in a little bit. But going back to Eric in Washington. Eric, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you called yourself a moment ago, you called yourself Jew-hating. What's that all about?
When you were talking to Kurt the other day about the call I made the day before, you insinuated that if somebody does not tolerate this illegal way of ripping people off, then they must not like Jews.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't really suggest. I think Mark had pointed out that he didn't think that about you, and so that's why he didn't bring that up during your call.
Okay, it does. Yeah, I mean, bygones, whatever.
Okay, so let's talk about interest, since that's what you were calling about tonight. It seems, at least, tell us about how interest is a bad thing. Is it always bad to charge interest?
Well, there's two kinds of interest.
Okay.
One is a dividend. I earn some money. So, and I buy stock in a company, and that's like buying a tool that company uses to produce something, and then I get a cut. That's a legitimate form of interest.
Dividends are pretty rare these days. You usually only get them from bank stocks. Are you aware of that?
You can't pour water on a dollar bill and make it turn into a dollar ten.
Is that an answer to that question?
You ask it,
you're trying to change the subject on me practically.
Okay. You're saying that giving money to a company and then getting something back is as a dividend. I guess you can call dividends interest, but they're
not really
interest.
Where else does wealth come from? There is no other. You can dig up some gold out of the ground. Or you can manufacture something or provide a service.
Interest is not the same as a dividend. A dividend is something you get for owning a portion of a company. Interest is something you get for loaning money.
Loaning money to somebody that is going to produce something. Everybody is like a mini corporation.
Indeed, but what if they just use the money to go out and buy a big screen TV?
Well, you're going to have to do something to recapture that currency.
Right, but it's not a dividend.
So you're against interest, though, right? I mean, you're against me loaning Mark $1,000 and charging him, $20 interest.
No, you can do whatever you want, but
I'm asking you what you're in favor of. Are you against interest or not? I mean,
can I give you an illustration?
Can you clarify for me whether you're for or against interest?
I am for legitimate interest. There is a form of illegitimate interest. It's called usury, and I can give you an illustration of how it works.
Okay, sure.
Let's say you two guys and eight other guys. I am the bank. I'm the only one that can print money. If you print money, you go to prison. So I loan you each $10 for a total of $100. Now, you got to pay me back interest. So you each got to pay me back $11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first guy can pay me back $11. The second guy, so on and so forth, until we get to the ninth guy. And if he pays me back $11, that's a total of $99. That leaves $1 for the guy, for the last guy. He can't pay me back. He literally cannot pay me back.
Right. I understand that. Like, we get how fractional reserve banking works and how the idea of creation of money and all that. It's the spin you're putting on this terminology. Usury means lending money.
That's no
dividends
that's,
mean giving money to somebody who owns a portion of your company.
Well,
what I have a problem with is the terminology that you use to define these things.
Well, the definition of usury, according to the dictionary, is the lending or practice of lending money at exorbitant interest, whatever exorbitant.
Well, that depends on who
that
you
means. Might be fine for
what
whoever
I'm hearing
wrote
from
that
you,
definition.
Eric, let me just recap what you said and make sure I'm understanding you right. What I'm hearing from you is that in this fiat monetary system where the government and its member, the Federal Reserve and its member banks can print out as much money as they want to,
they are
in complete control of the money supply, and so therefore if they print out X and they demand X plus Y in interest, then where does that money come from? It can't
they're
come out
creating,
of thin air. So I understand where you're coming from. So
yeah, we agree with you on that. We're in 100% accord.
Right. So we don't.
Right.
So we don't really need to cover that any further. So
well,
where is the disagreement
solution?
Coming in?
What's that?
Where is the disagreement coming in then that you have with this program and what we're saying on the air about monetary policy and economics and things like that?
I've got a solution. Okay.
A solution to the problem of this. What you just expounded on?
Yeah. What?
Okay.
It's another illustration. To try to help,
the dumb ones.
Understanding. Okay, so let's say we're
like
all on an island. What?
Go ahead.
We're on an island. Go ahead.
And there's like 100 people on this island, isolated island. And everybody's got different skills, and so we have to have a market that we trade our different products.
A medium of exchange, perhaps?
Well, we come to the market to trade,
okay.
and we need a medium of exchange. Now, assuming we're just all completely honest, we could each pick up a rock and put a one on it and say this rock is a dollar at the rate of roughly what a dollar is right now here in the United States. We could just say that. And this is the deal. We're each going to pick up 5 rocks, and we're going to walk into the market with these 5 rocks and our goods and services. And we're going to, whenever we can't barter directly these goods and services, we're going to just use these rocks in exchange. But the key is, when we leave the market, we have those 5 rocks. We have captured back 5 rocks. We have done something to capture back those 5 rocks. None of us went to a bank and paid a private guy, somebody that didn't even that just picked up rocks.
How is this example useful at all to real life? I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about not creating a welfare state.
I'm not in favor of a welfare state.
You're not convinced that the you're trying to rationalize that the banks can.
I said I'm not in favor of the welfare state or the state at all.
Then you have to eliminate this banking system. Okay.
We agree with you on that. However, what I heard from you the last time you called, which you've referenced a couple of times now, was that you want to recreate the banking system in much in its same form on more localized levels, be it state or municipalities or whatever, how municipalities
right. And I actually heard your call to part of your call to Free Minds Radio yesterday on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. And in that call, you were talking about how you think fiat currency is a fine idea.
That's what those rocks are. They're fiat, okay?
Yeah. But I want something that has better than just made-up value. You're talking about taking some valueless substance and then having everybody exclaim that it's valuable.
And the only way you can do that, the only way you can make a substance that is valueless, barring tally sticks, which are this anomaly in history, but I would love to hear you defend how you can do this, how you can make rocks valuable at a dollar a piece without using the violence and force of government.
Can't be done. Thanks for the call.
You got to stick a gun in someone's face and say, you're going to take this rock, and you're going to give me a piece of that rock because I own you and your labor. That's what government does. Yeah.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. The real economic solution is to allow the marketplace to handle creation of the go-between, the
money. Whether
it's
gold or silver or an IOU for a dozen eggs or whatever it is that people come up with their best medium of exchange. And I think it'll be some kind of basket currency kind of situation.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits. Plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 is promised. Adam is joining us here from LibertyOnTour.com. Good evening.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Always a good time having you here. Pete, I don't know if he's going to come back later or what y'all's plan is, but...
Yeah, we got a conference call going on, you know, getting down to the crunch time for Liberty on Tours launching August 4th. So, you know, we're down to that nitty-gritty time.
Very cool. So we're, of course, going to keep our listeners in the loop, and they should go right now to libertyontour.com if they haven't yet. Bookmark the site, add it to their blog reader, etc. As we continue here, we're just taking people's phone calls, as we always do. So let's continue doing that and talk to Brian, listening in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've been listening to you guys more and more, and I'm really appreciating what you do with the serious solutions on the ground. And I happened to hear you on the Jones Show, and Alex Jones Show, and he happened to kind of get you to say that you're kind of agnostic or maybe don't go there with regard to the reason we're in the reason we're in Afghanistan. I really appreciate you covering the fact that
who's in Afghanistan?
Let me start over again. We're in Afghanistan, and I appreciate you covering the tyranny issues with relation to...
I was just picking on you because
I'm in New England.
You're using the collectivist speak. I'm nowhere near Afghanistan, and I will not go to Afghanistan.
But you're referring to the policification of the military, yeah. And you're referring to Afghanistan tonight, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Sure.
And I also wanted to see if you guys could maybe just admit that it's kind of like a marketing thing that you guys seriously just... kind of avoid mentioning what you know to be the case, which is that there is definitely a factual case behind the official 9/11 story, which you guys were surprised to hear you promoted on Friday, I believe it was. You often kind of default to that promotion of the official story that there are these terrorists and that the Taliban are our enemies. So I'm kind of hoping you can kind of talk about that a bit.
First of all, I don't know whose enemies. I don't really consider myself having any enemies. So you're using, this collectivist terminology, like we are in Afghanistan. I'm not, that they're our enemies. They're not my enemies.
Sure, the people that called in tonight had served there, you know, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And my question was, do you guys remember the ancient history as to why we're supposedly in Afghanistan? You said it earlier. It was about getting Osama. But I've never heard you refute it. And to the contrary, I've actually heard you promote the official story. Can you please comment on the official story and your role?
I don't think I've ever promoted the official story. I don't know what you're referring to there.
I'm referring to, sir, I'd be glad to tell you. The other night, you were referring to the terrorists, and you chose to talk about, you choose to continually kind of not go there with regard to the controversial reason that we've invaded. Excuse me, not we've. I appreciate your...
They. How about they? Look, I think they are the terrorists, personally. I think that the government people are the terrorists.
Absolutely. Well, that's well said. That's probably going as far as I need you to go, I guess.
No, it's not, though. I do have a question for you now. What is the worldwide percentage of people, and we're not even going down the United States here, worldwide percentage of people that believe that the United States government or some powerful cabal of people, committed the 9/11 attacks?
Vast majority, I would say probably 80%.
You'd be absolutely wrong. The worldwide percentage, according to Wikipedia, on the September 11th attacks would be 15% of people believe it is
United, where is that coming
United
from?
States government.
Look at what they write about 9/11 on Wikipedia.
But the Wikipedia needs to cite their sources, Mark. It's just something that anybody can edit. I mean, how do you get a percentage? There's a Zogby poll that did a worldwide poll?
Apparently. Look, there's all kinds of world polls all over this thing. I mean, this thing's
I'm not sure
full
what
of it.
A poll matters,
and I'm telling
right?
you
Is that
the world...
You're not convinced?
Brian, the world believes that it wasn't some kind of, secret cabal, the United States government, or anything like that. The world believes that it's Al-Qaeda.
Right,
mostly.
And when I talk about, on like a Saturday night show, when I talk about terrorists, and I use that term, I'm talking about it in a term that, in a way that our listeners can understand, because they have been kind of pre-programmed with this idea that there are these terrorists and they're out to get them, and so that's usually the context I'm speaking under. It doesn't mean that I have one particular belief system or another about what happened on 9/11, so if you'd like me to answer that question, I will. The 9/11 attacks, I have no opinion on. I think that I think the government's probably lying about it, and I think the conspiracy theorists probably don't have it all together either.
Well, that's kind of a cop out, don't you think? Because that's the reason these guys are going over there, and so I really think that we ought to.
Why would it be a cop out? That's my honest opinion.
Well, it's just that acting like it's the world's opinion matters. No, don't you guys?
It is. Look,
oh no, I don't care.
Do the research. Okay, you love research, right? If you're all worried about 9/11 attacks, do the research on what people generally believe. Get out of the echo chamber for a second.
I agree with you. It doesn't matter.
Why does it matter? Because this is a general interest radio show, and we're talking to people who have a general level of knowledge.
So much.
That's all I wanted you to admit, is that you were intentionally not going there for the sake of expanding the audience.
I'm not going there because I don't think it matters.
Well, wait, Mark. What he's suggesting is that you actually believe the 9/11 truth story.
I believe that there were real live airplanes flown into real live buildings that killed real live people.
He's also
that is a red herring, and of course I believe that as well. In a real life, war games and ops were going on that day, and we have evidence and whistleblowers to that effect.
Well, you know, this is where
you do not go there. Understandably, it is very frightening, and it will frighten off a few of the potential free staters. So,
there's
very
also
good. I appreciate your admission.
There's also evidence that points to government that's sending these men here and doing these wrong things and immoral things in their other country, but no one wants to look at the flip side of that coin as an anti-war perspective.
Oh, I should do. I appreciate that too. It's not just one enemy, but if we don't admit that the plans for the invasion of Afghanistan were on the desk of the president, that's some kind of evidence, right? There's evidence. It's not a conspiracy theory. And so again, I appreciate you guys willing to focus on your issues. And so you're doing the whole move a lot of good. But when you go ahead and kind of parrot it using code, you actually reinforce the reason those people went.
You're saying like the us versus them mentality?
Pat Tillman signed up, and we now know he signed up for a bogus reason, and I wish you would consider.
He was also shot by a friendly fire, too, wasn't he?
He was shot by an enemy of him who actually must have held his head down because there were multiple bullet wounds in such close proximity. You know, one bullet wound would have knocked his head out of the way.
I think, Brian, you misunderstand my motivations. I mean, you kind of are putting words in my mouth suggesting that, oh, well, thanks for admitting that you do it because of this. Well, the reason why we don't cover the 9/11 truth stuff is the same reason we don't cover the Oklahoma City truth stuff, is the same reason we don't talk about the JFK assassination. I may have a particular viewpoint on one thing or another, but I don't care in reality about what the truth is behind those stories because it doesn't make a difference to me as far as how we can achieve liberty in our lifetime.
I don't think the police state that you work so hard against is at all bust up in a maximal way, exponentially increased by this lie that you...
Oh, I think that... To me, it doesn't matter about the lies. To me, what matters is what they do. And that, yes, they use 9/11 as an excuse to increase the size of the police state.
But even if 9/11 was true, even if the government story was true, it would still be a poor way to go about taking care of it way that they're going about
it. Well said.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't know. Was it like a gotcha thing for him? Like, haha,
I've shown you who
you really are.
I've got no answers. To me,
at least he didn't accuse us of being NWO conspirators.
When I look at the opinion polls on a national and international basis, what I see are a bunch of people that think that
I'm sorry, Mark. I've never done taken a position on the show because of what opinion polls say.
I'm not saying it's because of that.
Not very persuasive.
I'm just saying, why is that opinion persuasive?
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this or anything. Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Tim. Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
Adam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site for free. You can head over there and take advantage of our archives. We've got a lot of them going back to 2006 and our actually 2009 in the podcast. If you click the archives page at freetalklive.com, you can go all the way back to 06. And it's all free. You don't have to log in or pay a membership fee or anything like that. You just go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Now, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? I did. And you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, I want to take a quick break here from the phone calls and expound just a little further. Because I think there was some confusion with that the last caller that we had on, Brian, who was calling in to sort of call us out and have a gotcha moment on Free Talk Live about why we don't talk about stuff like the 9/11 truth thing. And that's not to say that that doesn't get talked about. We're open phones. Anybody can call in about anything. And certainly the truther types have called in countless times to air their factoids or whatever it is they want to get out. But, yeah, we challenge it sometimes on this program. And so it seems as though the Free Talk Live, you know, intentionally avoids, say, having guests on about the subject and things
right.
like that.
And the caller, was his name Brian?
Yes.
Mentioned that it was a red herring that I didn't think that I thought that real planes flew into real buildings and killed real people. Because the truther crowd is this big variety of people that believe a whole bunch of things. And what they would like to they believe that there's some problems with the facts on 9/11. And I'd love to, you know, yes, another great study on 9/11 would be, you know, perpetrated by the government. Would be awesome. Let's do that. Let's spend taxpayer money on that crap.
They also believe some of them are lizard people.
Some of them believe that holograms were flown in. Some of them believe that the airplanes didn't crash, but in fact the buildings were blown up. They believe the buildings didn't burn. Who knows? There's as many guesses as to what happened as there are 9/11 truthers.
So when you had said, Mark, and we were talking about this during the break, when you had said that, well, 15% of the world's population doesn't believe that story.
And I'd like to include that that's you know, people in Arab countries, too, who don't want to believe that Arabs had anything to do with it.
I just it made it seem like, well, Free Talk Live doesn't focus on this because of what polls say. And I think that's clearly that's if that was what you're trying to say, I hope you weren't, because that's not how I feel about things. I've never taken positions on this show based on what I think's going to be popular. I mean, remember a few years ago when I was turning into an anarchist at that time, an anarcho-capitalist, you were deathly afraid of what might happen to Free Talk Live's success, because you've always been a little bit more worried about that sort of thing. And I just stay true to myself and true to my beliefs, and that's what I express on the air. And I've never, you know, stuck my thumb up in the air to say, all right, what do the American people think about this, or the world? Well, what do they think about this?
I think it's important how one portrays one's message, right? The message on Free Talk Live, if there is a message, besides you can call in about anything and we'll talk to you about it, is that we believe in liberty. And I think that what I've seen from the 9/11 truth shows out there, the Alex Jones show, he mentioned Alex Jones, and I think Alex Jones does a great show, but he's got this sort of shtick where he's like, okay, whatever current natural disaster or past natural disaster or whatever or atrocity committed by whatever you know, group of people was a conspiracy by the Bilderbergers, blah, 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 blah. So because of this, we need to get back to the Constitution and, you know, throw these guys out and get new guys or whatever. So rather than just saying, we need to have an ultra-conservative government, which is what he, you know, he means. He has to go this sort of roundabout path, which is we need an ultra-conservative government because there's all these plots against, you know, the people of the United States and the world at large. Here on Free Talk Live, we say, look, the government's not good at anything except killing people. And it really wouldn't be very good at that if the marketplace tried to compete with them. But it's not profitable to kill people because people buy things. So, you know, don't we have this very fact-based kind of philosophy. And then we show that the answer is liberty rather than this, you know, research-based philosophy as far as the conspiracy theories go.
That's a really good point, the word facts, and I think that's a difference or the common thing in both of these. With the conspiracy theorists, they have no facts, and the polls...
They would say they do.
Well, right. I guess
you.
I shouldn't have used facts.
But they have, I think, a small group of people that are willing to back up their statements. You know, the building fell at free fall speed. They got one guy that'll say this, and you can get another 10 guys who would say, this isn't actually that uncommon. But anyways, I wanted to touch on the polls, too, which to me, ever since watching Penn & Teller's BS show, where they did a poll or a show on Frank Luntz, who did all those polls and so on and such. And if you watch that show, it just every time I hear the word polls, it goes to show that like they're not fact-based at all, which are both of the things that we're arguing or talking about fall short of. Polls, if you interview three people in this room and we all say, does the government suck, we're all going to say yes. That doesn't mean it's 100% people think the government sucks. I mean, it's the people you poll and how you can manipulate
questions. Yeah.
Exactly. So even the 15%, you know, it doesn't really mean anything to me. Polls don't mean anything to me. And the conspiracy theorists, when we could show so many wrongs with government directly, don't mean anything to me. Because even if it's this group up here who wants to end goal is eliminate 85% of the people, their biggest weapon is government. And that's what we can all attack together on the same common ground. And that's why I personally choose not to get into the debate of the conspiracy theorists. I say, you can believe what you want, but let's attack the problem. I think government's a problem. You can recognize that government's their biggest weapon, even though you think government is a good thing if you could fix the weapon. I disagree, but let's go for that.
And it's not to say that that I haven't looked into this stuff. I have. I've seen the videos. I've seen videos about the Oklahoma City bombing. I've seen stuff about, you know, Waco. And, you know, did the government attack first at Waco? Well, the government attacked first in that they rolled their tanks up to that place. Whether they actually attacked first, I think there may be some persuasive evidence on that. But it doesn't matter because they aggressed against David Koresh in the first place by coming after him.
Sure.
And so, really, I think one of the problems with the 9/11 truth movement and the, for lack of a better term, conspiracy movement is that they're not really striking at the root. I mean, they talk about truth, but they're not really talking about the real truth. They're just talking about what they believe to be the true occurrences, the true events surrounding the background, surrounding one particular event, and then another event happens. They pick that and they try to ascertain what they believe the real story is on that. But the real truth that needs to be talked about is the truth of the aggression of the state, is the fact that government is nothing more than, it's nothing more than a fantasy that allows some men and women to exercise violent control over other men and women. That's, I think, one of the truths that's most important to me. So we talk about truth on this program. I just think we talk about a far more important sort of truth. We don't get bogged down in the little details of what might have happened here or what did happen there in this particular day and who was in charge of this and what was going on and all of that stuff. Well, this is the real story. Well, the real story is government is force. And it's wrong to use force against our peaceful neighbors. And that force has unintended consequences. These are the underlying currents underneath much of the content that is brought out on the air by the hosts of this show. Obviously, as you mentioned, Mark, we've got open phones. Anyone can call about anything. But there are certain themes that we are working on getting across. And the theme of the conspiracy movement is a very different theme than the theme of Free Talk Live. Their theme is that there is this unstoppable group of men and women calling themselves the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, or
the Illuminati.
Whatever.
It's the Illuminati Trilateral Commission. And, it's right. The Council These on Foreign guys. Relations.
Right. So, or the Masons, don't forget them.
Yeah.
The Masons.
They're poisoning the water.
Right. So, you know, their theme is that there's this group of powerful men and women who is controlling the world, and they want one world government, and they're going to kill, as you mentioned, 85% of the population, and it's all coming. You need to get your bomb shelter built. You need to get your food stocked up. You need to get in there and get your nuke alert and whatever else. You know,
that's a good point, too, is their message also is a violent one at times. I shouldn't group them all, but like the Alex Jones gets worked up, real angry, and it's
he does.
The revolution is coming, and get your guns and do this and that. Well, it's, you know, for us, freekeen.com, it's a peaceful evolution. We attack the issue of the state, which is its nature to grow and its course of violence.
We talk about solutions
and peace.
And I like, sometimes Alex's shtick is really good. I mean, I've seen some of his stuff where they put it on YouTube where they
good for TV.
Yeah, it can be good, and I'm not going to diminish it in that spec. It's just not the way I want to live.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian.
Adam.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And, by the way, freetalklive.com is brought to you by startpage.com and their 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. Again, startpage.com. So I think we've fairly well explained to those of you who might be newer listeners of the program or who might have been confused about what the intention is behind this program, why we focus on the things that we do versus the things that we don't focus on, etc. But if you're still confused, feel free to call in. We'll help you out. 800-259-9231. Oh, there was one other point I wanted to make, and that is that the you touched on this for a moment, Adam, that a lot of the conspiracy shows have a very angry message to them, and I used to be angry, so I understand where they're coming from. I try to, if I get angry thoughts in my mind or violent thoughts or whatever, I actively reject those and embrace thoughts of love and forgiveness and compassion. And I think that's an important focus point for this program these days. Plus, our message is, as you mentioned, as peaceful evolution. It's a positive message.
It's an inclusive message.
It's, you know, it's a message of change, encouraging people to shift their paradigm. And at the same time, the conspiracy message is a very defeatist message. Oh, the world's going to be exterminated. You better get ready. You know, that kind of thing. And even if that's true, even if it is true what they're saying, if it all turns out to be true, that indeed there are world elites attempting to exterminate people, I'm not going to live my life that way. I'm not going to live my life in fear of what they might do. I'm going to live my life as free as I possibly can and get together with other people who feel the same way. And if they end up, as I've said this before, and, you know, the conspiracy people make fun of it, if they drop a nuke on New Hampshire, because that's what one of the big objections to the free state. Well, if you get everybody that loves liberty together, they'll just kill you. That's one of the kind of paranoiac objections to the Free State Project. Usually it's too cold, but sometimes people, well, they'll roll in tanks. They'll drop a bomb. Okay, fine. Who cares? We're already going down a very scary road. We see the police state. We talked about the military and the police training together in the first hour of the program. I mean, that's pretty scary stuff. There's no doubt that there's some scary police state stuff that they are doing, and that is only going to get worse over time. So really, it's just a matter of time. I mean, if you really believe that they're going to do all this horrible stuff, then let's get together and at least have a good time in the meantime, right?
Exactly. Be around as many people that can support it. I mean, I totally agree. As a person who's been a victim of the drug war and through the justice system, an advocate user of cannabis, I lived in fear for so long. And I mean, just to be in Hashers last couple months and just be relaxed on the fact that it's not as scary as being a two-time felon in Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Those things don't transfer to me in New Hampshire. I mean, so essentially just that move made me freer and less afraid. And that's, I mean, a great feeling to have.
Absolutely. It's being around those other people that makes such a difference. So I hope that explains things. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Dave in Connecticut. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Adam, and Mark. Hello, Dave in Connecticut, going once. Dave in Connecticut, going twice.
Wah-wah.
We will try a different Dave. This one is in New Hampshire. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello. Maybe our board op fell asleep. Dave's anywhere out there. 1, 2, we continue then. Our side, we got these calls on our amp line. Sonny is on the line in South Dakota. Sonny, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to get back to the topic you had at the beginning of the show about the military.
Yes.
And relate that to money. So I looked up the definition for mercenary, and I found it says motivated by private gain. So I thought, well, bureaucrat, police officer, thug, gangster, you know, aren't these all mercenaries? What do you think about that?
Well, usually I would say that the sort of unspoken aspect to a mercenary is somebody who doesn't work for the government organization, you know, that's paying them, if you know what I mean. So, I mean, a soldier works for the United States government. A U.S. soldier works for the U.S. government. However, if the U.S. government rents out its U.S. soldiers to some other government, then it's, you know, I guess those guys would be mercenaries or Hessians or some term like that that they would use. But
all these people who are doing these things that, you know, you don't really approve of, could you imagine them doing them if they weren't getting paid to do them?
No, they wouldn't, likely.
Yeah, I agree with you on the aspect of those that are government agents being mercenaries, because essentially, like, that's the number one line you hear out of most people is, oh, you know, the job, or the money, the travel, the things associated with military, other jobs. But, like, you said thugs and gangbangers, I believe, and I think those would be, like, kind of like a mercenary by default, because those are through regulations and the harms of the government in which those people can be perceived. I can see the argument for it. But essentially, I feel that's a quick fix because they're due to regulation and things are forced into that violent tendency of protecting their, you know, essentially property and lives from other men with guns who are the real mercenaries.
It seems that as long as there are people who have to drive to do these things that they otherwise wouldn't do, this problem will persist. And obviously, it's most affluent with governments because of their monopoly, and they can, like these guys you were talking about earlier, something like $200,000 per job or something. As long as somebody or an organization can create that amount of wealth, there will be the people who are willing to do these things for that money, unless, of course, there was a way to change that behavior so that people weren't driven.
Sure, that's why I try to show the folks, like through coplock.org, a website I'm involved with, the mercenaries, try to show them that even in the private market and their skills of private protection, that wouldn't have these victimless crimes and these other reasons that folks can go after, or they can harm victimless and peaceful people. But you tell them, like, even though they're paid mercenaries now and they say this for that it's for the protection of others, they would be more profitable, better off in their personal lives, and probably sleep a lot better at night if they would take that skill set and apply it to a true free market where it's not paid for by theft.
Sonny, other thoughts?
Yeah. Well, I think this also can apply to people who are in desperate situations, such as the very poor. The person's really at the, you know, very bottom. They can do and will do almost anything they need to survive, including violent and aberrant behaviors.
Sure, that's
true. Wouldn't the elimination of poverty, for example, be be a good step to try to prevent people from doing these things
sure.
for money when they're already prosperous. If there's a high level of prosperity and
you've got more to lose. If you've got more to lose, you're not going to – yeah, you're, I absolutely understand where you're coming from. Clearly, eliminating poverty is a worthy goal, and the best way to go about doing that is to have freedom. Because then people will be able to keep the money that they earn, invest it, save it, and spend it in the ways that they think are best. They'll be free to create wealth for themselves. The poor in America are kept poor because of the government's policies for the most part, beyond their bad habits. I mean, there are some of them that just are hooked on alcohol and cigarettes, but
problems getting IDs if you don't have an address, you can't get a job.
Right,
so
there's that. And just getting their feet on the very bottom rungs of the economic ladder can be very difficult for them.
The rules prevent it.
Right. One of my favorite stories comes from Dr. Mary Ruart's excellent book, Healing Our World, which you can read for free at ruart.com. Or actually, you can go to book.freekeem.com. Just download it right from there. We've got it in PDF form. We've got it in ebook form, so you can get it for like the Amazon Kindle and whatever other ebook kind of readers there are. I've got it in multiple forms for you, and it's all free. But in her book, she talks about a 15-year-old girl in a poor black neighborhood who was doing African hair braiding. And, of course, what happened was the newspaper found out about it, and, of course, they did a human interest story about it.
Oh, cute little story, yeah.
Right, isn't this cute that this girl is, you know, she's doing her own business, and this is great. And then what happened is normally what happens when that stuff transpires is a city bureaucrat found out because of the newspaper story, tracked the girl down, came in there and told her that she needed to have a business license or a hair braider's or hair cosmetology license, I guess. And in order to get that, you have to go through 1,000 hours or something of training at some government-approved school. And, of course, they took a look at the curriculum of that training class and found that absolutely 0% of the curriculum had to do with African hair braiding specifically. It was
wouldn't even help her if you took it anyways.
All kinds of other crap that was completely just padding and unnecessary for what she was doing. But essentially, the government came in and shut her down. So she was a poor person who was doing what she loved to do, providing a service that was valued by their clients because she was getting clients. People were paying her to do this. She was doing it out of her home, so very, very low overhead. This is something that poor people could do, start their own businesses from their homes and provide services and products for people. But whenever the government finds out about them doing that, they come in with the guns and they threaten them and they shut them down. So allowing people to have freedom would be one of the best ways to get them out of poverty. Thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, 800-259-9231. And, of course, charity can help them, too, with some hands up rather than just handing out like the government welfare program does. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live, R3 next.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumiThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumiThinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.